Sometimes it feels like the sun will never rise, like the birds will never sing again. Believe in a power greater than what you are going through. When you don't know what to do, keep breathing.
That's right, when you don't know what to do, just keep on breathing. From the City of Angels in Los Angeles, welcome to all my listeners out there in Radio Land. I'm Dave, the Caregiver's Caregiver at CaregiverDave.com, along with my lovely co-host, former mayor of a California beach town and best-selling author, Debbie Peterson. And we're coming to you live and on demand 24-7 on the following radio, audio, global networks, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Vimeo, Stitcher Radio. The list goes on and on. In fact, we are proud to be voted, and this just came in, number one caregiver podcast on FeedSpot. We were number two for a long, long time. And now we're number one, and we're number one on the Player FM. And this is out of thousands of caregiver podcasts. I didn't even know there were thousands of caregiver podcasts, but there are. And we have an especially exciting show planned for you today, Dr. Vicki Matthews. Oh, this is a tough word, a naturopathic. Did I say it right?
You perfect.
Oh, good. She's a naturopathic physician and relationship coach. She's been a guest on Oprah's show twice. Wow. A relationship expert for Fox Business and has been featured in radio, podcasts, and print. She's also the author of the award-winning book, The Five Elements of Relationships, How to Get Along with Anyone, Anytime, Anyplace. Well, sign me up.
It works too.
The material in her book has helped thousands of people improve their relationships by helping them better understand themselves and the people in their life. But before we get started, I do want to take this moment to thank my last week's guest, epilepsy advocate and author of Vivian's Reign, My Daughter's Battle with Epilepsy, Mike Knox. And just a reminder, you can watch or listen to that interview and all our interviews on my membership website, caregiverdave.com, or any of those 26 global audio and video platforms I mentioned earlier. Vicki, Dr. Vicki, how would you like to be described?
Referred to, Dr. Vicki is great.
Dr. Vicki, okay. That's the word I should have used. How would you like to be referred to?
I mean, you could describe me a lot of other ways.
Well, I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that because I always like to ask my guests, just who is Dr. Vicki Matthews and why was she placed on this earth?
Okay. Dr. Vicki Matthews, as you said, is a naturopathic physician and relationship coach. I was placed on this earth to try and make a difference in any way that I could. I've done that many different ways, but what stuck with me and has been a passion for most of my life is helping people be healthy, helping people to get along better, helping the world be more at peace by helping her people be more at peace at every level. So I focus, as a naturopath, I focus on healing at a physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual level. And there are different ways of working with each of those. And as a naturopath, I tend to want to try in natural ways first. But if I get hit by a bus, take me to a hospital.
Great answer. Debbie, why don't you begin by asking the doctor a question?
Well, that sounds like so much fun, and I really relate to that. I've got a degree in communication, and I seem to spend a lot of my life doing just the same things. So maybe we should start with a really broad one. What do you think it takes to live a fantastic life?
I think to live a fantastic life, we want to be healthy. I mean, that's probably a little bit obvious, but the healthier we are, the happier we are in our relationships, it's much easier to live a life that meets your needs. And I think a life that meets your needs is also a fantastic life. I personally love helping people. So part of what makes my life fantastic is my ability to help people.
That's a good answer. Now, I've been on about 59 TV interviews, and Debbie has been on her share as well. How in the world did you get on Oprah? I would give my right arm to be on Oprah. How did you do it? Take notes, Debbie.
Okay, so actually, Oprah reached out to me both times.
That's the best way, isn't it?
So the first time, which was, I mean, there was a good chunk of time difference between the first time and the second time. The first time I lived downstate Illinois, I live in Chicago now, and I was in a small town living, and Oprah, of course, lived in Chicago. So she was doing a story on, you know, what is it like to live anywhere but a city? And a friend of mine had watched her show, and they, you know, at the end, and I don't even know if they do it anymore, but they used to say, so next week we're doing this topic. If you know anyone that might have information, you know, let us know. So my friend, without talking to me, called and said, oh my God, I know the perfect person to talk to, Vicky Matthews. She could talk your arm off, but she lives in a small town, so you really should reach out. So she called me and said, we're doing this show, and would you be willing to come up? And, they sent a limo for me and everything. It was real. My little town was like, ooh, ah. So then about, oh, I would say good 10 years later, they were doing a story on, that was when Celestine Prophecy, a lot of those alternate spiritual books were popular. Good and timing. They said, you know, there was an announcement. Again, this same friend who watches her show religiously said, oh my God, they are doing a show on, you've read every single one of these books. You should just let them know that you'd be happy to come back because you've read these books. And so I called the producer and said, hey, I was on your show, you know, quite a few years ago, and I've read these books if you're interested. And they said, yes, we love it. And they brought me back on.
Okay. So that'd be a lesson. Be out there on the internet, have an internet presence.
Yeah.
And when the phone calls, be ready. It's like the curtain going up and you're on.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was super, it was super fun. Although I will say that second show, because the books were alternative spirituality, they, you know, they weren't woo-woo or crazy. They were just, and the audience was really aggressively angry. They booed, they hissed, they stood, it was intense to stay focused on the cameras and the conversation.
Not at you, I'm thinking.
At what we were saying, yes.
That's really interesting. I'm wondering if that gives us some clues, because having been in local politics and working on a big issue now, you get that sometimes.
Yes, oh yes.
And so why do you think relationships don't work out sometimes?
I think the reason relationships don't work out is that we don't understand each other. We don't understand where each other is coming from. You know, you can have the hormones kick in, you love and all that stuff, but you have to like the person you're going to spend time with too, whether it's a marriage, whether it's a business partner or whatever. And I think all the relationship coaching I do, and I do a lot of it, is helping people, number one, understand themselves, number two, understand the person they're relating to, and most importantly, understand the inherent dynamics between that relationship. And to do that, and my book is based on this, I use the five element model from traditional Chinese medicine that has five different elements, water, wood, fire, earth, and metal. And we carry those in our personality. We actually carry those in our energetic field. So it's like looking through a tinted window. I tend to be a primary wood personality. So I'm looking at things as a wood, which is get it done, make it happen personality. Someone that's an earth personality will look at the world through, who can I help? What do you need? But nature teaches us, if you look at water, wood, fire, earth, and metal, well, water feeds wood. So a water-wood relationship might feel pretty good to a wood, but water puts out fire. So a water-fire relationship might feel very, very different. And a lot of this I learned through being married to my husband for a long time. Again, I'm a primary wood personality. He's a primary metal, and metal chops wood. So we have learned a lot.
So how far does that analogy go? For example, I love the water. I love the ocean.
Yes.
I'm a sailor. I'm a sailboat.
Yes.
You know, I could live anywhere on the water. Does that make me a water person or no?
No. There is a quiz on my website, drvickimatthews.com, that you can take, anybody can take, and it will tell you, because we have all five. So it'll tell you what your dominant is, what your secondary, third, fourth, and fifth. And will you probably have a lot of water in your personality? Yes, I think that's probably part of what would make you like being out on the water. You know, somebody, you know, water putting out fire, fire people may not be quite as excited about being on the water. But the good news, and this is a lot of what my coaching is about, is if we understand a person, understand our inherent dynamics, then we can get along with them. We can actually love them. I love my husband, even though his metal chops my wood. But it doesn't in a good way. I mean, I think I'm sure this is in my book. I remember there was the day after Christmas, and this was many years ago, where I decided I wanted to knock a wall out. And because we had been talking about it for months, I said, okay, let's just do it today. And he said, Vicky, there's a Christmas tree right next to that wall that has all these ornaments that you will have to dust if we knock this wall down now. And it's like, okay, yeah, you got a good point. We'll wait. We'll wait. So he did chop my wood, but it was good and important. And he fortunately did it in the kind way. So we're still married.
So that's a great example. Can you give, do you have any other examples you can give of the importance understanding can make?
Oh, gosh, yes. I mean, I've been doing this for quite a while. I'll tell you, one of my patients came in and I'd worked with him on some health issues, but he came in and he said, you know, I know you've mentioned in the past there are ways to get along. I need you to help me change my son. I said, why do you want to change your son? And he said, he's a wimp. He's a wimp. My kid is a wimp. He won't play football. And this guy had been a college football star. So he basically had a son who did not want to play football. And so he immediately determined he was a wimp. So I said, well, I sincerely doubt he's not a wimp, but I suspect you probably don't understand him. So I met with the son and the father together, and the child, I mean, the father was obviously a wood, make it happen, go knock down the football guy, wood personality. The child was a water, and waters are introverted. They are quiet. They're very creative. They love anything soft and creative, and they go with the flow, and they are, I mean, they're just amazing people, but they're not going to be football stars. So once I helped the dad get that the kid just wasn't wired like him, to this man's credit, the kid was into photography. He wanted a camera. The dad bought a camera for both of them. They went out and did photo shoots together. That's how they bonded. And that kid grew up and he's a professional photographer now. So
that's wonderful.
Yeah, that was just understanding. All I did was help the dad understand who his kid really was and what his inherent strengths would be and what he probably wasn't going to be too excited about.
Now, excited about the book, can you give us a little mini lesson of maybe just a little synopsis of the five different elements and
sure,
some of the different aspects that would make someone a water or someone a wood?
Okay.
Tease them in order to go to your website to get the test.
They can take the little quiz, and there's lots of information. There's also a free book that they can download that's called Get Along Now that helps them understand more of it. And if they get really excited about it, they can definitely buy my book. Thank you. So let me tell you a little bit about water personalities. They need to be part of something bigger and important. Something that takes them out of themselves, but that they feel is they're part of themselves. And it gives them a sense of their place in the world. And that matters. They also need quiet time. They're very creative. Like I said, they're very artistic. They are happy to be alone. They will be happy reading, you know, Moby Dick times three. It's just they're the child when they're children that'll go off and play by themselves and be completely happy. It won't be mommy this, mommy that. But meaning in their life gives them hope, and they love hope and optimism. And you can tell in Out of Balance Water, the character Eeyore in Winnie the Pooh, that is an out of balance water person. They just can't get hopeful. And if they're really out of balance, they can become somewhat narcissistic or intolerant.
Is Eeyore a water or no?
Eeyore is a water. Bless his sweetheart. Yes, he's a water. So wood personalities, we are the doers in the world. If we see something that we think needs to be changed, we're very happy to run right out there and do it. It's how we see value in ourselves. If we can help other people, if we can make a positive difference for the world. And that's what gives meaning to a wood person's life. We also love helping the underdog. We like, you know, again, it's making sure we right the unrightable wrong type of thing. When we don't feel we're doing that, when we feel stuck, our less positive place to go is we get angry and frustrated. So fire personality. The fire personality is about connecting. They really need to feel connected to people or place or something so somebody's there to pay attention to them. They need attention. Every movie star in the world has a lot of fire in their personality. They're very, very comfortable talking to 10,000 people. There are other of the elemental personalities that would die before they go talk to 10,000 people. But fire people love to get out there. They love the attention. They like the sense of excitement and possibility. And when they can't connect with others, fire people really feel isolated almost unseen. They need that sense of excitement, thrill, and we're all in this together. So that's kind of the fire personality. As I said, the earth personality it's the mother, the nurturer. They're about food. They need to be needed. They need to be loved. They are, they like to make a difference. They value themselves for making a difference. They are foodies. Any restaurateur, any cook has an earth personality. Obviously, they may not be a primary earth, but when they're around children or pets or little animals, that will bring their earth out. Because remember, we have all five of these. They just stack up in different ways in our field. And they it's a way for them to feel like they're valuable and they're needed just to connect with people. So, you know, that's the thing about an earth. So the last one is metal. My husband, my sweet husband. Okay, they need to understand how things work. They need order. They need logic. They need rationale. And it makes, when they can apply order and logic and rationale to something, it makes them feel important. I joke that royalty sits in the metal element. It's like, okay, I'm here. I'm making a difference. I'm important.
And leadership.
When they don't feel their contributions are being valued, their weakness is that they can become very dismissive and judgmental when they're out of balance. So that's another way. I mean, all of this, you will usually recognize someone's primary elemental personality when they are out of balance and they go to their not happy place. So I can tell when my husband isn't in a good space when he becomes very judgmental.
You know, I know you probably heard about the four different temperament types and some of these
yes.
cross over, you know, the
yes.
colors, the red is very money motivated and the blue is
yes.
fun motivated. The yellow is
yes.
cause motivated and the mm-hmm. green is the accountants and the CPAs.
Yes.
You know, just very detail anal.
Yeah, that would be metals.
They kind of cross over. And how does it
relate? You know, and there's people asked, what about my astrological sign? Does that cross yes. over? And it's, each of these are ways ancients have tried to figure out how to understand the human being. Mm-hmm. They are not coming from the same source by any stretch, but they are coming from the same desire, the desire to understand each other, the desire to not fight and kill each other, the desire to get along. So I particularly have chosen the five element model from Chinese medicine because as a naturopath, a large part of my training was in Chinese medicine. Mm-hmm. So that and you know, the meridians, people that do acupuncture, they're using the meridians, which are from Chinese medicine. And I work with a lot of energy and energy flow. And of course, that's the meridians. So it was a natural extension for me, having been so deeply brewed, if you will, in the five element model to see personalities in it and have it make sense. So that it's all the human desire to understand each other and get along.
Interesting. Debbie?
Well, I am curious about your book. I don't think you've told us the name of it. And then also, you have some kind of a free offer on the website.
Can
you tell us about what that is?
Yes. My book is The Five Elements of Relationship, How to Get Along with Anyone, Anytime, Any Place. It's available on Amazon. It won several awards. I'm very proud of. Again, it's available on Amazon. It's also available on my website, drvickimatthews.com. As I mentioned, the quiz that to take to sort of determine what your elemental personality is also on drvicky.com. And I think and what was your last question, Debbie?
I was wondering what your gift is to folks. I think you mentioned
The gift is the free quiz. And there is also a book on the website called Get Along Now that is a quick summary of my big book. So just if you don't want to plow through the big book, although it's a good big book, I will say it has cartoons in it, so it's fun. But there's also a free booklet on there called Get Along Now.
How many pages is your big book?
Oh God, no one's ever asked. It's just a couple hundred. I mean, it's not 500, I promise. It's not Moby Dick. And like I said, it's got cartoons. It's got illustrations. It's got...
It's not War and Peace.
No, it is not War and Peace, but it's how to prevent war. How's that? It's how to get along with anybody and it really comes down to it. We can get along with anybody if we understand them. If we assume they're just like us, we're making a gross assumption that is wrong 99% of the time. It's very rare that we end up in relationships with people just like us because we want to be different. So two people that are really, really alike have a hard time. They run into each other all the time. So very frequently, opposites attract. And we see that again and again in relationships.
Yes.
So how do you see all of this applying to and being helpful to caregivers?
I see it being helpful, hugely helpful, because if you're taking care of someone who is ill or who needs the support, you're not necessarily going to say, hey, take this quiz, but you can observe them and make very, like I was saying, metal people like to understand. If you're working with someone that says why, that's probably a metal personality. If they're, oh, honey, can I make you some brownies? Or, you know, they're nurturing and they're probably an earth. And in my book and the Get Along Now booklet even goes into detail on how to recognize people. And I think if you, for example, if you're working with an earth person, they will want to be nurtured. They will want you to rub their back. They will want you to help them. And that will feed them and make them feel so good. If you're working with a metal, metals don't like to be fussed over. You may come from the same loving, caring place. Hey, let me help you. Can I rub your back? And it'll be, no, don't need it. Don't bother. But you can bring me that book. Or, you know, I can't read right now. You can read that book to me. It will be, and I'm not saying metals are gruff because I love my husband, but they're more cut and dried, straightforward. And wood, if you're dealing with a wood person, especially if it's someone that's not has the same mobility or capacities they used to, they will be incredibly frustrated, which will make them appear angry. But if you can look at the frustration, understand where it's coming from, and then help them do things they can do, it will help them get rid of the feeling like they're not getting anything done. Accomplishment matters a great deal. And when you're taking care of someone who's a water personality, they like alone time. They don't want someone hovering over them all the time. They will feel suffocated. So water needs place to move. So even if they're not physically moving, they need space. So if you understand the elemental personality type of the person you're working with, you automatically will know what are good things to try, what are not so good things to try, how to understand when they're snarky. I mean, it really is like an instant view into the person you're talking about.
And just a disclaimer, when you're dealing with a person with dementia and Alzheimer's, you know, sometimes these rules don't apply because you can't take their personality personal because it could change, you know.
Right. And yet, if you know, oh, look, now they're coming, that looks like they're coming from a water place, you still now know you're going to interact with them as if they are a water person. Oh, well, now look, they're earth, they're loving, they're nurturing. This may be the time to make them brownies because earths appreciate that. So it's again, if you understand these personalities, which is not hard, then you know exactly how to approach the person that you're caregiving, no matter what mood or space they're in.
I'm sure you have testimonials of success stories. I know your own marriage was helped, right?
Yes, my marriage was very much helped. Before I really understood this, it was before I'd become a naturopath, I was traveling home from a trip with my husband, and we had been in Illinois. We're going back to California, and we hit the Mojave Desert. And I don't know anyone who has been the Mojave Desert. It is nothing but rocks and sand and a road. And my husband drove the speed limit through the Mojave Desert. And I'm a wood. Let's get this going. Let's get this moving. So I, of course, back then I didn't know I was a wood. I said, there's no one. There's no even highway patrols. I mean, in nothing. I couldn't even see any mice. It was nothing. And I said to him, can we speed this up? And he looked at me like I had three heads. And he said, no, we're going the speed limit. And it was a moment where it's like, I don't think I like the man I love. You know, now what am I going to do? I don't want to get divorced, but I don't think I can live with this guy. Fortunately, within a couple months, I found the five element model and I started working with it. And, I began to understand that he was a metal. The metals follow the rules. The rules are there for a reason. If he cooks in the kitchen, he follows the recipe. I throw crap in a pan. I mean, it's just, we do it different ways but I understand it now and I value it. If I care about a rule, he's the one I'm going to ask. Yeah. I'm going to say, now, what was that rule? How are we supposed to do this? And it's a godsend. So instead of hating him or feeling threatened by him, I appreciate what he brings. And I will also say it's an easier communication. If he is bugging me, instead of saying, God, you are really bugging me, I can say, you know, I'm feeling a little too much metal here. And that's a much safer way for him to pull back. And there are times he'll look at me and say, whoa, Woody girl, just step it down. So we've learned to understand where each other's coming from, and it's made a big difference.
Wow.
And all the people I coach, all the people I've worked with, it's the understanding, being able to overlay a template and go, I get what's going on. This guy isn't a jerk. He's a metal, or he's a water, or a wood, or whatever. And then you can start understanding each other and making it work.
Amazing. Hey, I can't believe how fast our time has gone today. Thank you so
much
for coming on the show. I know. Time flies when you're having fun. Explain how people can get your book and read it.
Okay. I dearly hope that you, if you get nothing else, you get a better understanding of yourself and the important people in your life. Because if you understand each other, you will get along so much better. So many problems, even all the way to divorce, come because people don't really understand the person they're with, the priorities, and their own priorities. So I want people to understand themselves and each other so that they can get along, especially and raise happy kids that can be self-actualized. So you can get my book on Amazon, The Five Elements of Relationship, How to Get Along with Anyone, Anytime, Anyplace. And I am also have started a coaching business because so many people are like, oh my God, how do I make this personal about me? So DrVickiMatthews.com, that's my email. You can email me and set up a time for like a free 15-minute coffee chat to talk about how this might help you.
Mm, awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
I just want to remind everyone that all our live shows become recorded podcasts. And my number one book, Secrets from the Hammock, Uncommon Wisdom for Uncommon Times, is Spreading Wisdom All Over the World, available wherever books are sold and at caregiverdave.com. And if you join my Caregiver Dave Facebook community of 34,000 caregivers, you'll learn all about my new Acapulco Villa Caregiver Wellness Retreat and vacation that I'm offering in the summertime of June. And if you click the like or follow button on whatever platform you're watching or listening to on this interview, it helps us reach even more caregivers by improving Google's search engine algorithms. So again, thanks to all my listeners out there all over the world for tuning in every Wednesday and making us the number one caregiver podcast on the internet. So until next week, same time, same channel. May God richly bless you all. Thank you. Hey, everybody. It's Dave Nassani, otherwise known as Caregiver Dave. And I'm coming to you live from this beautiful Acapulco villa, which I like to say is the perfect prescription for caregiver burnout. And I have a unique opportunity to bring 14 burned out caregivers up here so that they can decompress and do all the things that they need to do. But this is just a bonus. It actually comes with the 6-month Zoom coaching program. It's a one-on-one consult with me, Caregiver Dave, to identify where you are and where you need to go. It's 6 monthly small group coaching sessions to smash any obstacles between you and your ideal vision of what a caregiver needs to be and caregiver success. You get my 3 free books and instructions on boundaries, grief, self-care, organization, asking for help, learning how to say no, avoiding burnout, avoiding depression, avoiding perfectionism, avoiding isolation, avoiding resentment, delegation, team building, how to have fun, how to have no guilt, the importance of gratitude, and after caregiving, when you're no longer a caregiver. But this 7-day bonus is absolutely free. It comes with the coaching program that you pay for. And the food is all-inclusive. I'm telling you, 7 days and 7 nights here is amazing. This is truly paradise. And I highly recommend it. For more information, go to acapulcodave.com. Thanks again. I look forward to seeing you in Acapulco.
Sometimes it feels like the sun will never rise, like the birds will never sing again.